Holding now the bottom of Daf Tov Vav Amud Beis, Masechet Megillah. Two lines up from the bottom. Omar Rapapi Mishmei the Rav, Mibay Knish Lebay Rabbanon Shari. It's mutter to go. Sorry, this is they switch it to Mishmei the Rav on the side of the Gemara. So Rapapi said in the name of Rava that it's you're allowed to switch a shul to in order to build a base madrash. If let's say you have a shul, a base knesses, and there's a need to have a yeshiva, to have a place where people can learn, so it's mutter to make that switch because base madrash has more kedusha. That the Gemara is going to have machlekes about it. However, mibei rabban lebei knishta aser. However, to go vice versa, if you have a base madrash, you have a yeshiva, you want to switch it to a shul, that would be prohibited. Rav Papa mishmei the Rav Masni Ipcha. Rav Papa said over also in the name of Rav, he said over vice versa. So it's machlekes, which one's considered more chashiv? Is base madrash more chashiv or is base knesses more chashiv? Gemara explains. Amar of Acha, as we go to the top, kavasei the Rav Papi mistarba. It's logical to say like what Rav Papi said. Rav Papi said that a base madrash is more chashiv than a base knesses. And the Gemara explains, Amr Reb Shub and Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Mutter La Soise Beis HaMedrash. Because Reb Shub and Levi said clearly, if you have a Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to turn it into a Beis HaMedrash. Shema Mina, so that would be able to prove from there that a Beis HaMedrash is more Chashav than a Beis HaKnesses. Darish back upon Maidach Siv, Vayisraif, Es Beis HaShem, Ves Beis HaMelech, Ves Kal Bat Yushalayim, Ves Kal Beis Gadol Sarif HaShem, Besarif Baish. So the Pasuk says, in Melachim Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroyed. The base Hashem was destroyed. The base Hamelech was destroyed. The Bat Yerushalayim and the base Gadol was also destroyed. So what does that mean? So the Gemara explains like this: base Hashem is the base Hamikdash. When the pasuk says that the base Hashem was destroyed, base Hamikdash, base Hamelech, when the king's house was destroyed, Elu Paltrin Shamelech. Excuse me, that's the king's palaces. Rest called Bat Yerushalayim Kimashman. Literally, the homes of Yerushalayim. But it's called base gadol sarf be'esh. What does that mean? That the base gadol. What does a base gadol mean? A big house. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub and Levi, Chad Omer Mokum Shemegadlim Beitayra. What's considered a big house is not the size, but a place where there be megadol people a tayra. That's a base gadol. The Chad Omer Mokum Shemegadlim Beitvila. A place where people are steiging in their tvila. That is considered a base gadol. The Gemara explains like this: because Mando Omer Dachsev. Man damer teir the chsiv Hashem chavitz the man sitkei yagdil teir of yadir. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be the teir should be gadol, should be big and great and should be glorified. So you see that he uses the word yagdil in reference to the teir. So when it says bayis gadol, that's a reference to teir. Man damer tefila, man damer that says that tefila is when we say bayis gadol referring to tefila. The chsiv sapru na gdelus asher asa Elisha. It says that the Melech one asked, the king asked Gehazi, tell me, what was the gedolos that Elisha did when Elisha, when he was able to take the child from the Isha Shunamis and restore life, Tchias HaMesim. So the way the king wanted to hear from Gehazi, who was the Gabbai of Elisha, tell me, what was the gedolos that Elisha did? And the Gemara explains, Elisha the Ovid, Barachmi the Ovid. We know that Elisha, the way he was able to do Tchias HaMesim, that was with Tvila. So you see that the Tapasik says Gedolos in reference to Tvila. So when it says Bayis Gadol, that's referring to Tvila. Says the Gemara, Tassam de Bishub and Levi, Huda Amar Makim Shemagad Maiteir. Let us prove that Megad, when it says Bayis Gadol, it's a reference to a place where people are learning. Damar Bishub and Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Mutal HaSoysi Beis HaMedrash, Mamino. You're allowed to turn a base knesses into a base medrash. So that would be proof that when it says bayis gadol, that is referring to a yeshiva, a place where people are sitting and learning. So what's great, the godless of what Klal Yisrael has is Torah. Says the Gemara, Avamachra Torah Leikru Svarim. Hiboilu. So the Gemara has a shy like this. Ma limker sefer Torah yoshan likech beichadash. What is the diff? You have an old sefer Torah, this is a common shy all the time. You have old sefer Torah, you want to get updated, you want to get an upgrade. So the whole reason why you're selling the Sefer Torah is only to get another Sefer Torah. But on the other hand, so you might have a newer Sefer Torah, but you're not being Maila B'Kaidish, because as far as the Kedusha goes, it's all Kedusha Sefer Torah. So are you allowed to do that? We saw a din till now that there's a din Maila B'Kaidish Vema Reden. What about if you're going equal? You're going equal. Yiboilu, again, Ma'u Limker Sefer Torah Likach Bay Chodesh. Kivan Delay Ma'li Lay Aser, do you say, since you're not going up in level, so it's Aser, Perhaps that because there's no way that you could go higher, so there's no problem. Meaning, if you have a way how to go higher, maybe you're obligated to go higher. But Sefer Torah to Sefer Torah, there's nothing higher than Sefer Torah. So what do you want from me? I want to get a new Sefer Torah, and there's no way. The only way I could do is by selling my old one. So maybe there's no problem. Says Gemara Toshma, come in here. It says like this. It says in our Mishnah, Avo Machr Torah. If a person sold the Sefer Torah, Lo Yikhu Svarim, don't go and just buy Svarim. Svarim again means Nach. If you have like what we call the Aftaris, like Aftaris on the cloth. So the Gemara says, Svarim Hu Deloy. It seems to be that it's only Aser to go buy Haftaris. Hatayra Batayra Shaper Dami. Seemingly, if you want to sell a Sefer Torah, to buy another Sefer Torah would be good. Says Gemara, no, Masnis in the Yavid. The Mishnah is only talking about when the person already sold the Sefer Torah. But ki kami bay lon lechatchila. The Gemara Shaila is it mutter lechatchila to do such a thing? That's the Shaila. So that's a whole different din. Is it mutter to go do that lechatchila? That's a new Shaila. Toshma. Goylin Sefer Torah b'metbachas chumshin. The din is that you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah, and if you're allowed to take the mantlach of the covering of the of nach of or just swarm, like Rashi said, the chumash means that in olden days they used to write with the chamisha chumash Torah in a cloth, like what we call a Sefer Torah, but they also used to write Sefer Breishis in a cloth, Shmais in a cloth, each one on their own. So you're allowed to take the mantle, you're allowed to take the covering of the of, let's say, the one that just is there for one Sefer, and use it for a Sefer Torah. The Chumshin bin Pachas Nevi'im, and you could take the Chumash, you could use it with the covering of Nach, the Nevi'im Uksuvim. Avaloi Nevi'im Uksuvim at Vachas Chumshin, but you cannot cover Nevi'im Uksuvim with the covering of a Chumash. And you can't take a chumash, which is just, let's say, Sefer Bereishis or just Sefer Shmais. You cannot cover that. You can't take the Sefer Torah's cover to cover them. Says the Gemara Tanimius. However, we learn Goylin Sefer Torah b'metbachas chumshin. So you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah. You're allowed, if you need a covering for the Sefer Torah, you could take that mantle. You could take the cover of just the chumash. Or, so the Gemara Zadik, Mitbachas Chumshin in, you're allowed to take the mantle of a Chumash and use that for a Sefer Torah. But Mitbachas Sefer Torah loy. What about, are you allowed to take a covering for one Sefer Torah and use it for another Sefer Torah? Interesting Gemara here. We would think it wouldn't be such a Shiloh. But the Gemara says that the Gemara Zadik, that you wouldn't be able to take one covering of a Sefer Torah for another covering of a Sefer Torah because there's no, you're not being Ma'ilah B'Kaidish. That mantle is the had kedusha. It was there for a Sefer Torah. By taking it over to another Sefer Torah, you're not being ma'il b'kaidish. You're switching what it's designated for, and it's not there. You're not going up in level. Till now, I've been saying you need to be ma'il b'kaidish. So this could be proof to our shayla. A person has an old Sefer Torah, and he wants to know: could he sell the Sefer Torah to get another Sefer Torah? So even though it's going to Sefer Torah, but since it's not being ma'il b'kaidish, maybe it should be aser. Says the Gemara, Eima Seifa. Let's see. The Seifa says, V'loi chumshin b'metbacha Sefer Torah. It says that if you just have a chumash, you just have Sefer, let's say, Bereishis, you cannot take the mantle of a complete Sefer Torah. So we have a deek the other way around. Hotoyra b'tayra shaper dummy. But seemingly, if you would have one Sefer Torah, and you want to take the mantle of that first Sefer Torah and use it for a second Sefer Torah, shaper dummy, it would be mutter. So we have a steer on the mashmais. Could you go Sefer Torah to Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to make that switch? On one hand, you're not being mired in the Kedusha, because you're going Sefer Torah to Sefer Torah. It's not shayin, you're not being mired in the Kedusha. So the Gemara, seemingly, we have a steer on this b'raisa. What would be the din, Sefer Torah to Sefer Torah? Says the Gemara, Ela miha lek. It must be from that braisa. There's no proof at all. Says Gemara Toshma, Menichan Sefer Torah al gabei Torah. This everybody knows the shaila that are you allowed to take a one Sefer Torah and place it upon another Sefer Torah? This is negeya some places by hakafas. Some place when they put this, some people have a minig. Many people they just by the hakafas in between. They just the people hold them around the bima. But there are some yeshivas Chaim Berlin, for example, they put the Sefer Torah down on the bima. And the shayla is you let it pile up. Let's say you have many Sefer Torah, you can't fit them all on the bima. Could you pile up one Sefer Torah upon another Sefer Torah? So the Braisa says clearly that you're allowed to do such a thing. Menichan Sefer Torah al gabei Torah. You're allowed to place one Sefer Torah on another Torah. But Torah al-Gabi Chumshin, you're allowed to place a Sefer Torah upon a Chumash. Again, a Chumash is just Sefer Bereshis, written in the cloth. The Chumshin al-Gab Nevi'im, you could take that Chumash, that Sefer Bereshis, and place it over Nevi'im Uksuvim. Avaloi Nevi'im Uksuvim al-Gabi Chumshin. However, you cannot place the Haftaris over a Sefer that's written with cloth of just Sefer Bereshis or Sefer Shemais. Voi Chumshin al-Gabi Torah. And also, you cannot place a chumash over Torahs. Now, this is the shaila also about nowadays. Svarim, do you have the makbid of the order, how you place svarim, chumash, gemara, things like that. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the source of such a concept would come from this gemara. It says clearly that a sefer Torah could be upon a sefer Torah, but you can't have nach over a sefer Torah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the din of this braisa was only said by svarim that written with Kedusha Sefer Torah, or Kedusha Nachtet. Things that are written with a cloth, with Diyai, the way things are done with regular Sefer Torah. But as far as our Chumashim, our Gemaras, and things like that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gemara is not talking about such a case. Then, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, one would not have to be concerned how he has a pile of Svarim. He wouldn't have to, there's no Nafka Mina Bechlal. However, Lamaisa, the Reb Shlomo Zalman said that the Psak, they bring down from Reb Shlomo Zalman that the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan was not Niskabel by Klal Yisrael, that's what he writes. And he says, Avada, Klal Yisrael throughout the generations were always Makbid to how to have the Chumash always on top, and then it would go down from there. Now, once the Shaila was also, it seems to be that they were Machmer, even from Rishonim to Achreinim. Let's say you have a Sefer from Rajbil, this is the way the place can bring it down. And you have a Sefer from Reb Chaim. So the Rajbil is the Rishon, Reb Chaim is Machmer. So the Rishonim say, the place can bring down, that the Minig of Klal Yisrael was even to be Machmer from Rishonim to Achreinim. Nice to that, as far, I mean, the place where I've been, I haven't seen people so Machmer on that. I've seen Chumashim. Right, they're marked like that from Rishonim also. In Rishonim, yeah, they go in age order. That's the way it's brought down. The age order has their chashivas. But the Chazon Ish said that any time that you're doing something to help you learn, for example, let's say you're learning Gemara, and you take out Reb Chaim. Now, the Gemara was written way before Reb Chaim. Now, but since you're taking that Reb Chaim to help you explain the Gemara, then he says there's no problem with that. It gets to be that that's all considered one big, that's your aid to the Gemara, so that's the way how you're learning Gemara. So probably that's what we see nowadays as far as Rishonim and Achrayim. Usually when we learn Rishonim and Achrayim, what we're taking out of Rishon is to explain the Gemara. Then we look at the Rishonim to explain the Rambam. So we're doing that, so it's all one, it's all considered learning that safer. But Al Kaponim, that the Rishonim and Achrayim, the emes is not according to everybody. It's Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He writes in a tshuva that the Chumra, the Klal Yisrael had the minik to be machmer even on the Rishonim and Achrayim. But Al Kaponim, either way, but the Aruch HaShulchan holds that the din of the Gemara is only said by a real Chumash, that the Hainu of Tayrus and things like that. But what we call our Chumashim, that would not be a problem. So it says clearly in this Braisa that you're allowed to place a Torah, a Sefer Torah on Sefer Torah. So seemingly that there's no problem. So long as you're going equal, that's okay. You're not being more than Kedusha. Even though not being more than Kedusha, you can place one Sefer Torah upon another Sefer Torah. So that should be okay also to sell one Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. Zakti Gemara, Hanacha Kamrit, you're bringing proof from what you're placing one Sefer Torah upon another Sefer Torah. Shani Hanacha Doli Efshir. When it comes to placing things down, there's no other way. Meaning if you need a pile up, if you have many Sefer Torah, you have to do that. Te'iloi Temach, if you're going to tell me that you have to be concerned even in a place where you have no other way to do it, then mikrach hechi karchinon v'kamaisav dapa achavrei. When you have, let's say, one big Sefer Torah, even let's say Tanakh altogether, so now you're going to have the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim rolled up over the Torah, over Chamishah Chamishah Torah. How could you do that? Must be because you have no other prayer. What should you do? You have Tanakh in this cloth, so it's going to end up one on top of another. For example, they speak about for the minig of Klai, so the machmer to have a chumash over a siddur. So we have at the end of every siddur nowadays, they printed chumash. They printed the Kriyas HaTorah from Sheni Chamishi, right, and Shabbos. They have Tilim in the back. How can you do that? Torah says, Lo Yafshir. The Zach is a sitter. You're not buying it because you have the Kriyas HaTeir. They're not going to print it in the front because you're not buying it for that. So it's Layefshir. So it's Layefshir. It's no problem. El Kivan Layefshir, Shari. Hakanami. Kivan Layefshir, Shari. So when it comes to placing one Sefer Torah over another Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah when you need to make a pile of Sefer Torah, so then Layefshir, it's going to be Mutter. Zach, you more. Tashma.
If you have a mitzvah on a nicer Sefer Torah, you buy a brand new one, it's nicer. So then you can have hitter. The old one is Balur already. It's
right.
Every third week, it's.
Right, you're finding problems.
It's possible.
Right. So it happens to be that, it's interesting, I saw the place can bring down that a Sefer Torah, which is possible, has the din of a chumash, what the Gemara over here is calling a chumash. A chumash is, let's say, just Sefer Bereishis, just Sefer Shmos. That's what's the possible Sefer Torah. It does have Kedusha to it. But if it's still kosher, so even though there are Hidurim, but as far as the Kedusha goes, the Kedusha is the same. It's the same Kedusha to Sefer Torah. The fact that one has a Hidur is not... It's not more Kedusha, it's Kedusha Sefer Torah. So one has certain milas, right? But the chafza of what you have over here is what you have is a...
So the reason you're upgrading it usually is because you keep finding psuls in it.
Oh, so then
it's
if you're...
So right, so it's a psul, then it's much more you could.
Right, right. So then you're right. So, but if the... Or some people just want to get a new Sefer Torah, even though it's kosher, it's just because it's not written as clear. Nowadays, look at the Sefer Torah, the gorgeous Sefer Torah. It's mamash unbelievable you could get nowadays. So those things, so in the old Sefer Torah, they didn't have the, they weren't able to produce it as well. So if you're doing it, depends what you're doing it for. If you're doing it for the sake of, just want a nice Sefer Torah, so then you'll have a problem because you're not being Maila B'Kedusha. However, if you find Psulim, it seems to be,
not the hitter,
it's not going to make it more Kedusha. No. The Kedusha Sefer Torah is complete. You have 100% Kedusha Sefer Torah. Either it's Hidurim, so it's Hidurim. The hitter is always just a Maila. So Shit, yeah.
Shivrim.
Right. I hear that's even by Shivra, even when it's broken. Right. Right. True. True. Oh. Zakti Marvaita. Toshma. The Amar Rabba by Rachana Amar Beicham Rashum Rashim Ben Gamliel. Lo Yimkar Adam Sefer Torah Yashon Likach by Chodesh. A person should not sell a Sefer Torah, an old Sefer Torah, to buy a Chodesh. So says the Gemara. So he says clearly. Right, right. So it says clearly you can't take an old one to say to go buy a new one. So the Gemara cleared this for Shaila. The Gemara cleared for Shaila that are you allowed to sell one Sefer Torah to buy a new one? Here the Gemara is bringing a Mefurash Brayis that it says Lo Yimker Adam Sefer Torah Lishon Likach by Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Hos Mishum Pshiusa. There, the issue that the Brayis says you should not do it. They were concerned that if you're going to sell Sefer Torah, you're going to end up with $30,000 in your pocket. So then, who knows what you're going to use the $30,000 for? But Ki Kamrinon, but what? Because maybe the Sefer Torah is not going to be the new Sefer Torah is not going to be written. But what we're talking about, Ki Kamrinon could go into Kosev Umanach Lafruke. We're talking about that you have an old Sefer Torah and there's another new Sefer Torah that's sitting right here that you could buy it. So could you sell this old Sefer Torah, take the $30,000, and then to take that and forward it towards the Sefer Torah, the new Sefer Torah, which is going to cost you more, but you have that Sefer Torah right here. So my, what's the din? Toshma, come in here. Damar b'yechon mishumer b'meir. Ei moichon Sefer Torah, ela lulmai Torah, v'lisa isha. A person is only allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if he needs it so he can sit and learn, or if he needs it to fulfill the mitzvah of getting married. Says the Gemara, Shma mina tayr b'tayr shaper dami. The Gemara says if you could sell your Sefer Torah to go learn, so for sure you should be able to see me, that should be who I think you should be able to sell it to buy another Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma shani limud shalimud maybe de maisa. Maybe learning is more chashuv than having a Sefer Torah, because when you actually learn, so that's going to end up, you're going to bring you to do the mitzvahs. But Ishanami, so too, selling the Sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of getting married, then the Pasuk says on that, Loitayu Barbara L'Sheves Yitzar, the tachlis of this world was that it should be filled up with inhabitants. So you need to get married. I will tire but shapir. But if you have one Sefer Torah and you want to sell it to buy another Sefer Torah, meicha teisi, you could do such a thing. Says the Gemara Tana Rabban, we learned in a Brayis, Salim, Kardam Sefer Torah, Apple Pishen and Tzarech Loy. Beautiful Brayis here that says that if you have a Sefer Torah, and let's say you have a few Sefer Torah, so now you're only using the new one. Are you allowed to sell the old one if you don't need it anymore? Yes, so you're not allowed to do that. Yes, Al Kain, Omer Pshim Ben Gamliel, Apilu Ein La Mayechel, Umacher Sefer Torah, even if a person has nothing to eat, the only thing that he could do to put food on the table is selling a Sefer Torah or selling his daughter to be a maidservant Eina roi simbracha la'olam. Then he's not going to see simbracha. Seems to be not just from that selling, but even from anything. Eina roi simbracha la'olam. There's a peldik beis yosef and brought in shulchan aruch that deals with this gemara that we paskin like the rush. The shita sarush is that why isn't that many people don't buy sefer Torah now? There's mitzvah deraisa to make a sefer Torah. So many Rishonim hold that the only way to fulfill that mitzvah is by a real Sefer Torah, what we call a Sefer Torah. Says the Rosh, Yadu the Shita Sarosh, that nowadays, since we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, we fulfill the mitzvah of Atak, Kitzel, Chemes, Hashir, Zeis, by buying Svarim. Every time you buy a Gemara, you fulfill that mitzvah, because you're going to learn from that Gemara. So the Paiskim handled, since we passed like the Rosh, so then what about you bought a Gemara, and then you have an old Gemara sitting in your house, you want a new one. Are you allowed to sell your old one? Or if, let's say, it's Negea, by a bar mitzvah, but kids get 10 Shagas Aryas, right? So you have 10 Shagas Aryas in your house. Now, what do you need 10 for? You only need one. Are you allowed to go return it, sell it, yes or no? So some want to shtel tzu that Eina Reisim Abrachot. Again, this is Rishonim. The Rishonim handling the Shaila. But the Taz says that since it's Aldas Kain, if we understand that the umdin of a person is that when he has many, when you buy a bar mitzvah bachar present, you know that he might have 10 Shagas Aryas. So when you buy it for him, it's just a way of giving him $15 at Tuvius. That's what it is. You don't want to give him the $15 gift certificate. You give him a Shagas Aryas, and he could go take that Shagas Aryas and get the $15 that he could go buy what he needs to buy. So pshat is, it's never bought, it's bought with that condition that it could be returned for money. There is once somebody, I one time saw Maisa Reb Shach, that Reb Shach, his grandson came into Reb Shach, and Reb Shach asked him, where you're coming from? So he said, I'm coming from the Sarm store. What were you doing in the Sarm store? He said, I just had my bar mitzvah, and I got three sets of Reb Kiva Eger, Chuvas Reb Kiva Eger. And so I returned two of them. So Reb Shach said to him, I don't understand, could you return the Sefer Torah? That was the line. So I thought back then, when I first saw it, I was young, I thought that it was Bazunder, a special din, Chuvas of Kivega, to Pshach, Chuvas of Kivega is very chavish. But maybe it has to do with this din. Lamaisa, the Chidah brings down from a Zayar, from a Sevach Sidim, that somebody had an extra set of Zayar, and he didn't need it, so he sold it. So that night, that person who sold it had a dream, and in the dream, it appeared to him the words Behema. Right. And he understood that even though it says Behema, it was referring to Biarti Hakodesh Minabais. So somebody who takes
it
was a bad thing. Biarti Hakodesh Minabais. Biarti Hakodesh Minabais. That's a mitzvah of the Raisa to get rid of the Maisa, right? But they spelled it out for him. You know, Behema. You got rid of kedusha. Ain't a Raisim Brachaloy Al Kaponim. That is what the Paiskim handles. Zok Yomar Vayta. B'chein B'Maisrayim. The thing is that also if you have any extra money. If you sold something, so whatever you sold it, the extra money has the same din of what you sold. If you sold a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah, let's say all that's mutter. So the din is, if let's say the new Sefer Torah costs you less money, any additional money that you have has the same kedusha as what you sold it for originally, even though it's extra. Yeah.
So you take you got 10 Mishnah Berurahs, so you buy a Raza with it instead. So you take an Aharon and you buy a
according to that Cheshbon,
I hear.
According to that Cheshbon, I hear. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, that says
that. You out of all the problems. Why didn't Rabbi Shach ask his grandson what about something up?
I hear the Shaila. According to that Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, they were machmer by Rishonim and Achrayim. I hear.
Did you buy a regular Achron and you buy Rabbi Kiva Eger? He's the gold standard, so maybe that's an upgrade.
Right. I hear. Okay. Anishamaya. Okay, Zakti Gemara, Omer Rav Elai Shana El Shemachar Vaisiroi. The din that we're speaking about, and the extra money has a din as what you sold, that's only if you sold and you have leftovers. Avol Gavra Vaisiroi, however, if let's say you collected money, you collected collectively money from a shul, you need a new Sefer Torah, so everybody donated, it ends up you have more money. So then, mutter, that extra money is going to be mutter because there was never chal, the Kedusha Sefer Torah, even though it was given and collected for the sake of a Sefer Torah. The whole din that we're speaking about till now is when there was no condition that was made when they were selling it. Abel Hisnu, when they actually got the Sefer Torah, so then, and they made a condition, then Afilu L'Dechsusya Mutter. It will be Mutter even for the Dechsusya, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. What does that mean? It will be Mutter even for the Dechsusya. says the Gemara, Hechidam, Ilay Meshamachar Vayisira, if you tell me that they sold something that had Kedusha and was left over money, Kihisnu my Havi. Who cares? Am I so what you sold had Kedusha Sevetayr? So it doesn't make a difference that you made a condition. Any money that comes from that selling should have Kedusha to it. Elo Shagavu, Shagavu Vayisira. Must be talking about where the person collected money and there was left over money. Taima the Hisnu. Must be the reason is because you made a condition. Halay Hisnu Lai. So if you collected money from a shul, from everybody in the shul to give for a sevetayr, and you have extra money and there was no condition that was made, seemingly it should be aser. Says Gemara Lai, La'ilam Shemacher Vayisira. Must be talking about where you sold and there was left over. Vachi Kamar. Bamed Varmum Shlei Hisnu Shiva Tuvayir B'maimed Anshayir. Talking about you sold the Sefer Torah, but the people, the board members, they did not make any condition. Avol hisnu shiva tuva yir, but ma'amid anshe yir. However, if the board member, when the board members sold it, they made a condition that they're gonna use whatever they want from it. Then afilo l'dechsusya nami mutter, it will be mutter even to buy the chsusya with this. Get with this money. Now, what is the chsusya? I mean, Amalei Abayi Luhumei Rabbanan Dav Masada Masisa Kamei Dav Sheshes. Abayi said to the Rabbanan, they used to say over the brises in front of Rav Sheshes, Mi Shmila Chamei Rav Sheshes, my the chsusya. Did you ever hear from Rav Sheshes? What in the world does the chsusya mean? Amalei, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, this is what Rav Sheshes says. It means Parsha Demasa. It means Parsha Demasa. Rashi explains that Parsha Demasa means that in the olden days, the people from the city used to rent a person who used to drive a horse, a buggy driver, a wagon driver, that he should be prepared to do all the shlichus. So it means that you let it, if there's any extra money, if the board members, they sold it with condition, then you could take that and do whatever you want with that, even to rent a horse and wagon driver. Says Ma'amar Abai, Hilka Chayt Suv Merban, the Shmiel Lacham Milsa, but person, if a Tamachachim heard something, Vloyada Perusha, and he doesn't know what he heard, Lashayla Kameh, the Shkiyach Rabban, and he should go in front of somebody who is very common amongst the other Chachamim, the Layaf should lay Shmiel in Gavar Rabbi, because it's impossible that he did not hear what the translation of the word was from a Gavar Rabbi. Omer Beichim Shmer Meir, B'nei Ha'ir Shahochul Ir Acheris. If you have people from a city that went to a different city, Paskalam Tzedakah, and when they were in that second city, there was a Tzedakah collection, and they made those people give also. Noisin, they should give. Ukashayim Ban, and when they're ready to leave, Mavin Oisa Imam, then they're able to take the money back. Umafarnasin Ba Iri Aniye Irin. They can go take the money that they already gave and give it to the Aniyim, the poor people of the city where they came from. Tani Nam Yachi, we learn like that also in Abraisa. If you have people from a city that they travel to a second city, and in that second city that they made them give tzedakah, noisin they should give ukashem ban. When they come back, mavin oisay mom, they can take the money back. But the yachid shahalach liacheres, if you have, that was only when many people from the city travel to a second city. But if you have one yachid, one individual who went to a second city who paskal loved tzedakah, and the people there said he should give tzedakah, tinasin laniya oisayir, he should give them, he should leave the money by that second city where he was, and when he leaves, he should not take it back. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Gazra Tanisa. Rav Huna declared a Tainus, and all the Gabe, Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, V'chol B'nei Masa, and so Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, with the whole city, went to the city of Rav Huna, and Ramu Alayit Tzedakah V'yavu, and they gave, and when there was a Tainus, also people, they made the people give Tzedakah, so they placed that din that everybody's supposed to give tzedakah upon Rav Chana and also his whole city. So Kiboy Lemesi, when they wanted to travel back to their original city, Omer Lei, Neisvi Lanmar, Benezum Nefarnes Ba, Aniyen Mason. Rav Huna, give us back the money, and then we're going to take that money and give it back to the people from we come from, the poor people from our city. Omer Lehu, so Rav Huna said back to them, Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah, Bamed Var Murim, B'she'ein Sham, Chaver Ir, the din of taking money back, that was only said when there's no Talmud Chacham that's running the city, taking care of all the tzedakah money. Al yesham chaver ir. But when you do have a Talmud Chacham that's in charge of the money, tinasin l'chaver ir, you should give it to that Talmud Chacham and don't take the money back. B'kol shekein daniye didi v'ditku, b'kol shekein daniye, for sure, in your case, where the poor people from your city, didi v'ditku alai samichi, the poor people that from my city, poor people from your city, they always rely on me for the money anyway. So even though we're in a different city, but since there was a decree that the people that are here now should give, and you already gave it to me, you have to leave the money here because that is where the poor people are relying on this geld anyways. Says the Mishaymaykin es Sharab Liyakin. You cannot sell a shul which is available for the community. You can't sell it to a private person. If for some reason a private person wants to have his own shul and he's going to daven bechidus there, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to sell it. Meir says you cannot sell it to that individual because there's a yerida and kedusha, even though it's going to be used as a shul, but it's not going to be as a shul for the rabbi. If that's true, then you cannot sell a shul from a big city to a small city. That means that once it was used for a big shul, you have a few hundred people davening, you can't sell it to turn it into a small shul. Says the Gemara. So in other words, they're arguing with Reb Meir. Says the Gemara. Shapir kamalei rabbanu l'Reb Meir. L'chari, the rabbanu tana to Reb Meir is good. That if you're going to be machmer not to sell from a rabban to yachid, then you also can't sell from ir gedayla to ir katana. Says the Gemara. No, Reb Meir meir gedayla ir katana meikara kedisha. Hashanami Kadisha. But Mirabim Liyachid Lakikdusha. Mayor says you can't prove anything from when you sell from a rabbin to from a big city to a small city, because a big city to a small city, there's Kedusha. There's still Kedusha's basic nessus. Whereas selling it from a shul to a private person's shul, so there's no Kedusha there. The fact that he wants to have Davin Bihidis in a big shul. Says the Gemara, v'rabbanan, but the rabbanan hold, if you're going to be concerned of selling it from a rabbim to a yachid, then ki hai gavda nami, so too when you're going to sell it from a ir gedoyla to ir katana, then nami ikal amechash, mishum b'roiv am hadris melech, that even though you're selling it from, you are going to be selling it to a shul, but since you're not going to be having in that shul b'roiv am hadris melech, so if there's a concern of selling from a rabbim to a yachid, there should also be a concern from selling it from a ir gedoyla to ir katana. Says the Mishnah, Eim Eichem Eisek Nesus Elal Tanai, Shem Yirtzu Yachzru, Divrei Meir. Meir says, if you want to sell a shul, and according to Reb Meir, even if you want to sell it from a shul, from a rabbin to a rabbin, you want this shul wants to sell it over to a whole different shul, different community, even though the same amount of people are going to be davening there, you're only allowed to sell it with a condition that whenever you want it back, you can have it back. Rashi explains, because it's designed to sell a shul, that even though you're selling it to the same amount of people are going to be davening there, says the mayor, it's a design, therefore the only way to do it is if you sell it on a condition that when you want it back, you can get it back. But Chacham Maimrim, Meichan Oysoi, Memkar Eilim, the Chacham say you could sell it for whatever you want, Chutz Me'abod Dvarim, you cannot sell it over for four things, Lamer Chutz, there'll be a bathhouse, the Bursaki, a tannery, Latvila, a place for a mikvah, Lebeis HaMayim, and to be sold as a bathroom, Rabbi Huda Eimer, or a place to laundry, Rashi has to pshatim. Rabbi Huda Eimer, Meichan Oysoi, L'shem Chotzer, Rabbi Huda says you're allowed to sell it over to even to be a courtyard. And Keach, Mashi Yirtzayasa, once the person who bought it, he bought it for the sake of being used as a courtyard, then he could turn it into whatever he wants. He could even turn it into a Merchatz Borsaki, or a Beis Tfila or Beis Mayim. Says the Gemara, Uler Meir Heichi Dairibo Pahavile Ribis. It's an interesting question here, that the Gemara says that Meir holds you could sell a shul on condition that whenever you want it back, then you have a right to get it back. Now, what's going to happen? So, somebody paid $100,000 for my shul. Now, a few years later, I'm going to decide I want it back. So, they are going to give me back the $100,000, right? They're going to give me back. They're going to give back the $100,000 to the person who sold the shul. Is going to have to give back the $100,000. The Gemara is bothered by that. Should now be a problem of ribbis, because what happened? The people, the seller, he had that $100,000 for a whole, he had, let's say, for 5 years. He had the $100,000. So it comes out now that he had $100,000, and now he's returning the $100,000. But at that same time, the Gemara is bothered by, there's an issue of ribbis. What's the issue of ribbis? Because the people also use the shul. So they use the shul, and there was they're getting back the $100,000, so that's ribbis. Every time you lend money, you have a loan, and you get back something more than what you actually gave, that's ribbis. So over here, the Gemara is bothered by that when, if the Mechira is now not retroactively, the Mafreya, now the Mechira is not Chal. So what is, I was holding $100,000 of yours, right? So what was that? It's going to be a loan. So now the person giving back the loan, but he also allowed the people to use the shul for those 5 years. So they're getting back the $100,000 plus he gave them the usage of the shul. So Gemara's bothered by, that's a problem of ribbis. Klar ribbis, yeah? You hear the problem? Right?
So, who's selling the shul?
Let's say I have a shul, yeah?
It's a private shul.
Or whatever, I'm part of the board. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference, private, not private. Yeah, we're the board sells the shul for $100,000. Now, but they sold on condition that when they want it back, they're going to get it back.
But that's so, an automatic condition, or that's a...
The only way, according to Rabbi, that's only you have to make that condition.
They made that condition.
So now the board has $100,000. Reuven has the shul. Now, 5 years later, the board says,
Reuven's,
you know,
letting everybody use it today.
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference. Yeah, he's using it for whatever he wants. Doesn't make a difference. He's using it, whatever it is. Now, the board, 5 years later, decides they want to get the shul back. What do? They take the $100,000 that's sitting in their bank account. They return it to Reuven. So now, Reuven, what does Reuven have? He has his $100,000 back, and for the 5 years, he also had that he was using the shul. That's Ribbis. Because now... Reuven was using the shul, and he's getting back his $100,000. Now we're going to look at that $100,000 not as a mechira, rather that $100,000 was a loan, because retroactively it wasn't a mechira. So that's the problem of Ribbis, says the Gemara. Amr b'yechanon, Reb Meir b'shitas Reb Yehuda Amra. Reb Meir is going to shita of Reb Yehuda the Amr, tzarech b'ribbis mutter. Tzarech b'ribbis is a complicated sugya, but what it means basically is that whenever you do a mechira, which could be turned into a loan, so since it was done, derech mekach u'memkar, it was done the way of business, that, and there's only a possibility that maybe it will be ribbis, that is not an issue of ribbis. The Tani we learned to the price, Harisha Yenoshe b'chaveir manam. If a person was, if one person owed another person $100, v'asalei sadehu mecher, and he gave the field as a mecher, that means if I don't pay back, you could take it from this field. If the seller is still eating the payers, it's mutter, there's no ribbis. But if the person who sort of bought it, meaning the lender is going to be eating payers, aser, then it will be aser. Even if the lekech is eating payers, it's going to be mutter again, because since this is done derech mekach memkar, it's done the way of business, this is, right now, the way we see it as business, it's not a problem. What basis the son of Zainan, and over there was a case where the buyer was eating payers. Why is not a problem of ribbis? Because since it's derech mekach memkar, there's no problem. Over there, there's no proof because meichel eichel payers. You got the story mixed up. Over there, the seller was still eating payers. So my benai, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about when you do this business, which could be turned into a loan later on. Is that a problem of ribbis? Marasavet tzarech b'ribbis mutter. Marasavet tzarech b'ribbis aser. One sheet holds that since right now it looks like it might end up being ribbis, that'll be a problem. Rava argues. Rava Amar the kuli yamot tzarech b'ribbis aser. Everybody holds that doing this will be aser, because maybe later it will be a loan. But the hacha ribbis amanach sahach seikubenayu. The machlekes is something else. If whenever you take ribbis but you're planning on returning it, is that considered a ribbis? The other man damer holds that if you're going to return the ribbis at one time, that's machlekes, is that going to be mutter or aser? So you don't have a raya. It's that from this raya, what do you hold about sad echa ribbis? So whenever you do a business deal which could later be turned into a loan, is that considered ribbis? Rava says no proof from here. The Chacham say that you could sell it for anything except for those four things. A person is allowed to, if he's davening out in the field, if you're traveling somewhere, you pull over to the side and you daven, so you're allowed to then, the person's allowed to relieve himself within those dalad amas of tefillah. Amar b'yosef, ma'ikamashmon. What's the chiddush? Shanina, we already learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar meichanaisel shum chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to sell a shul and turn it into a courtyard. V'lekeach mashir tzayasa. And Rabbi Yehuda says after the buyer could then do whatever he wants it. V'afilu rabban leikarami el beisaknesis dekri kedushase. Even the rabban argue on Rabbi Yehuda. They only argue because you're dealing with a shul. Avol dalad amas. If you just pulled over to the side of a road and there's a random dalad amas, there's no kedusha there at all. Loi, there's no problem. So of course, the person's allowed to be mashed and he can relieve himself afterwards. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman, Hamispalil Marchik Dalad Amas Umashim. Somebody pulled over to the side of the road and he davened. So then he should walk Dalad Amas away from there and then he can relieve himself. Bahamashtin, what about if a person before, he pulled over to the side of the road, he relieved himself, then Marchik Dalad Amas Mispal, he should walk 4 Amas away from there, and only then he should daven. Amalei Bishlam Hamashtin, Marchik Dalad Amas Mispal, if you first relieved yourself, we understand you have to walk away Dalad Amas, then daven. Why? Because Tanini, we learned in the Mishnah, Kama Yarchik Mehen Umenatsay, how far away does a person have to remove himself from after he relieves himself? So how far away do you have to go? Dalet Amos. You have to be 4 amos away. El Hamispalel Marchik Dalet Amos Amashin Lomeli. If a person davened, he pulled over to the side of the road. He davened. He finished davening. Why does he have to walk 4 amos away? So why should that be? And if that's true, Ihachi Kadashtinu Lukulo Shvila Denado. If you're going to tell me that you, after you daven, then you also need to move away Dalet Amos. So then you're not allowed to. Then you're not allowed to relieve yourself any place in the city of Narda, because any place in the city of Narda, people always randomly davened anywhere. Says, no, you're right. We're going to switch it. The Brisa says that it doesn't mean that after you daven, then you have to walk Dalet Amos away. Rather, what you'll read in the Brisa is Yisha. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. It's a matter of a few seconds. Right? So a person pulls over to the side of the road. He davens. Then he wants to, could he relieve himself in that area, in that very same spot where he davened? The din is that he should just wait as long as it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which is a few seconds, and then he's able to relieve himself. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Mashtim Yishak Lehilach Dalet Amos Mishim Mitzaitis. I understand that if a person relieves himself, he should wait Dalet Amos, he should wait that amount of time, because there still might be something on his clothing if he just relieved himself. Ela mispalel yishak dei hiluch dalet amos lomeli. If a person already davened, why does he have to wait? Says the Gemara, Amar Vashi shekal dalet amos tulois estur b'fiv peruchushei merachshon svasiv. We understand if a person davens, so the first few seconds afterwards, his mouth is still word, he's still saying some tvila, and therefore he should wait a few seconds. Says the Gemara, right? Shol talmidu eser zakeh b'ma'arach v'yom. Hakam yirzech teruchas yom. Amar lehem v'yom ed leish I never leave myself in the Dalet Amos after I just davened. I did not call any friend by the nickname. And I always made sure to have wine for Kiddush in the morning, Shabbos morning. Ima Zakena Isli had an elderly mother, Pamachas Machra Kipa Shabaresha. She one time sold her the hat that she had on her head, Vavili Kiddush Hayim, because she saw it so chashuv by me that I should have the Kiddush Hayim. Tana Kishamesa, she had a different head covering. Tana, we learned in the Baisa Kishamesa, when his mother died, Tanichla Gimel Meis Garvi. She left over for him Beirusha 300 barrels of wine. Kishemes, who when he died, Haniach Lavanov Shloishes Alafim Garvi Yain. He left over 3,000 barrels of wine that his children should always have wine for Kiddush. Rav Huna Avi Aser Risa Bekei Kamei Derav. Rav Huna was wearing like a makeshift belt made out of different types of material, and he came in front of Rav. Amalei my hi, why is that? Amalei Lahavi Kedusha, I did not have wine for Kiddush. Amashkani Lahamnai Vaser Kedusha, and I borrowed money I gave my belt as a mashkin. You should be covered with silk, meaning you have to have this makeshift belt. You should be zeich to be covered with silk. Ki'ichol Rabba Bray, when the Gemara says a story here that when Rav Huna's son, who was Rabba, got married, the Gemara says that Rav Huna was inish gutzah habe. Rav Huna was very small. And Gana, he took a rest, Apurya, he took a rest on the bed, and Asim Bonse, the Kalose, and Sholkin, the Shadim, Anayu, Alai, Adi Itim, Bisharoi. They didn't see that their father, Rav Huna, was there, so they just covered over the bed, because since Rav Huna was so small, they just covered over the bed with silk. Shama Rav, Ikvet. So when Rav heard that his bracha was Mukuyim, Rav gave him a bracha that he should be covered with silk, and he heard now the bracha was Mukuyim, because Rav Huna was covered over, so he got upset. Amrle, my time, Alai, Amrz Li, Kibarachti, Vachain Lamar. When I gave you a bracha that you should be very wealthy, why didn't you say back to me v'chein lamar? Rashi says the pshat is that you should have that shema haya eis ratzon v'tiskayim afi. You see that my bracha was in Kliyim, so you should must have been eis ratzon. You should have said back to me v'chein lamar that you Rav should also have this bracha. Let's stop over here. Yeah, someone approved that. Rashi says in Dibur Maskil v'chein lamar af atot tehei mevorich l'kach shema haya eis ratzon v'tiskayim afi. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that the pshat is that you see from this Gemara that the person there's the person who has simcha, so then he bal simcha has a kayach to give bracha. If the shekel was chal for him that he's having the simcha, he has a kayach to give. That's what Rashi says the part of Eisrotzim now.